Welcome to the Next Gen Work Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Ross. I help leaders support working parents so that they can recruit and retain the best people. Join me as I interview experts and provide insights into the struggles that parents and caregivers face in the workplace. Learn how your business can become a place where parents feel included, supported, and valued. Being a family-friendly business isn't just a nice to have anymore. For the next generation and those that are raising them, it is critical. Welcome back to the Next Gen Work Culture. Today, I want to talk to you about how HR can help working parents at their organization by improving some communications and through some employee education, which kind of go hand in hand. So first of all, let's talk about some communication, some ways you can improve communications with your employees in order to better support the working parents and caregivers on your team. So my first idea is to send out benefits reminders regularly, which I'm sure most HR departments are already doing, especially around the time for open enrollment or sending benefit information to new employees. But what I'm talking about here is just sending quick little reminders either in a company-wide newsletter or email blast that's already going out, or maybe in some sort of text messaging system or in your company's Slack or Teams or whatever communication platform you use. Just sending a quick, like, two-sentence reminder once a month about a benefit that they may not remember they have. So, for example, maybe every company has access to mental health benefits, but a new parent has just become a foster parent for the first time, and they have some mental health issues going on with that, or maybe they've just become a step parent and there's a lot of tension in their home, or maybe they've just found out that they are infertile or that they're going to have to start the in vitro fertilization process. So all of these are things that could trigger some major mental health problems where they might want to talk to a therapist or a mental health professional, but perhaps they've never had any sort of problems before and they forgot that that mental health benefit even exists. So sending something out like that could be really helpful for not just working parents, obviously, but for everyone. And another idea for improving communications is having a preset email or some sort of communication that you send out to employees whenever they let you know that they are expecting a child, whether that be themselves or their spouse, and that they will be going out on parental leave. And this could also apply to anybody who is getting ready to adopt or foster for the first time or even subsequent times. This standard email can be sent out as soon as they tell their manager or HR that they are pregnant or that they're about to have a child, and should include information like the contact information for the HR representative they need to talk to, the links to forms they may need like FMLA or short-term disability claims. It may include links to something like an e-learning, like a RISE course, or a micro-learning experience that they can access on your intranet whenever they need it, that has all of these links, including the information for preparing for parental leave. So who do they need to talk to about that? Who is going to be involved in that process? What's it going to look like? Providing them with a sort of checklist of things to go through to make sure that they have covered all of their bases before they go out on leave. And then also things like how much it's going to cost when they add a child to their medical benefits, or how they even need to do that. What is the time period after the child is born that they have to submit that paperwork? All of these things that new parents need to know, but don't make them go searching for it. Just have it all in one email or one micro learning that you can share as soon as they share that they are expecting. Similarly, have an email ready to be sent out before they come back to work. So this is just a standard email that managers can send and personalize to each employee welcoming them back, reminding them the day that everyone is expecting them to be back in office and what that day is going to look like. Are they jumping back in right where they left off? Are there projects they need to be caught up on? Is there a ramping back period where they get to work part-time? What is it going to look like? But mainly, that welcome back email should be sent out to make everyone feel welcome when they return to work. Sometimes parents come back from parental leave and kind of feel like people think they were never gone or just didn't even acknowledge the fact that they just became a parent. And that can be kind of frustrating. So having just a standard email that is personalized and then sent out to all employees can really be a good way to just make them feel like you care and that you are excited that they're back at work. A couple of more email ideas that you could have ready are templates for the employees rather than for managers. And this could be an email that they could copy off of a resource page and send directly to their manager, letting them know things like their due date or announcing their pregnancy officially in an email or asking for accommodations due to pregnancy or even just letting the manager know that they plan to breastfeed when they return from work. Because that's something that hopefully you want employees to tell you before they leave, rather than the day they get back, expecting you to have a lactation room if it's not something you've already had set up. One of the best ways to improve communication with parents and caregivers is to set up ERGs for them. So this could be a separate group for parents and for caregivers, or maybe you have one group altogether where they can get together, talk about the difficulties of being a working caregiver and parent, and share tips and tricks and things they've learned along the way, ask questions of one another. Another great place for this would be in your Teams or Slack or other communication channel amongst employees, setting up a channel just for parents to share pictures with one another, talk about what they did over the weekend, and just form those relationships with each other, because we all know that having work besties can really help us want to stay at the organization where we are. And forming those relationships doesn't come naturally for a lot of people, especially when you're balancing caregiving and parenting responsibilities. So giving them a quick and easy way to be able to communicate with each other in a text format or by sending voice memos or videos could be really helpful. Something else to consider at those ERG meetings, and this kind of gets into the next point, which is employee education. Consider bringing in experts such as sleep consultants or lactation experts or behavioral health experts to help with parenting problems, help them be a better parent. Because if they're a better parent at home, then they'll also be a more productive employee usually. Especially like sleep, if they're getting better sleep, they're helping their baby sleep better, then they are sleeping better, and then they'll be a more productive employee. So although it may seem counterintuitive to bring in experts that are teaching them strategies or helping them with problems that have nothing to do with work, that's really just related to their children, usually those things are also going to help them be a better employee. And just because you've provided that resource for them at a monthly ERG meeting, they'll also have a better commitment and loyalty to your organization. Speaking of education and benefits reminders, make sure that your employees understand what benefits they need to elect, especially short-term disability. If your organization uses short-term disability as a way to be paid during parental leave, make sure that all of the women on your staff, especially the ones who are younger and maybe having children in the next few years, or people who have just joined, make sure they understand they need short-term disability insurance. I didn't realize that that was something I had to have in order to be paid at all during my parental leave until it was really too late. And then I
had a pre-existing condition, so I couldn't sign up for it. And that meant that I was just going on FMLA without pay for my first parental leave. So it's really, really important to make sure that the women in your organization understand that they need to elect short-term disability if that's not something that is automatically given to all of your employees. Consider creating my brief micro-learning courses to explain stuff like this. So you can send it out and employees can do it in just a couple of minutes on their phone. And it's a little more engaging than just a email that's, you know, five paragraphs long or a handout that is very confusing. In a micro-learning, you can add different graphics or videos to help explain their benefits. And it's also available on their devices. So if they don't have time to look at it at work or they need to go back and look at it again at home, they don't have to worry about carrying a piece of paper back and forth with them. Be sure your employees understand their rights. And I'm specifically talking about the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act and the PUMP Act here. It may be a little counterintuitive to teach them that they can ask for accommodations. It may seem like you want to not tell them that, but consider the alternative. Maybe somebody is pregnant at work, asks their manager for a simple accommodation. The manager says no. So she goes home and Googles her rights. She learns about the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act for the first time. She's mad at the manager because they didn't give her the accommodation she needed that day. So now, instead of maybe going back and talking to the manager or taking it to HR or escalating it up the chain properly, now she may just go straight to filing a complaint with the EEOC or hiring a lawyer and filing a lawsuit. Both of those are a lot worse than if you had had a real quick training to help employees understand the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act and the PUMP Act and how their rights apply to them at your workplace and what to do within your organization if they feel like their manager is not complying. So what are the escalation steps if their manager says no or isn't giving them the accommodation they need? Who should they talk to next before they just go hire a lawyer? That training or, again, a little learning experience or just a short video or some slideshows or something could be a part of the email that you send after they announce that they're pregnant. Another education idea for employees is to help them prepare for leave. So having some sort of a framework, a checklist, a learning course to help them go through the steps that they need to do before they go out on leave. So this could be included on a resource page where they could come back to it over and over again and work through some sort of job aid with their manager or their superior to help prepare for that parental leave. Speaking of a resource page, please make sure that you have one somewhere on your internet. Maybe create a specific page that has all the resources that parents and caregivers may need. So links to different articles and blog posts could be put in there, links to the correct portals for your benefits, more information about benefits, the HR representative that deals with FMLA and PWFA type requests, and also perhaps including access to on-demand support from professionals like lactation consultants and dietitians and financial planners and such. And there are some benefits companies out there that provide that. And then you could put that into your employee resources. Teach your employees, all employees, about the accommodations and why people are being allowed to go and pump, why it's important, so that they don't feel like somebody is getting unfair treatment for getting to take quote unquote breaks during the day. It's important that we support our colleagues who are in that phase of life. It helps her mental health. It helps the baby. It is good for our work culture. It makes her a more productive employee, when we're supporting her need to pump at work. All of these things are important for other employees on the team to know so that we aren't perpetuating feelings or harboring feelings of resentment or jealousy that she is getting to take extra time to go and pump, or getting to sit down because she's pregnant, or getting to have a snack in the middle of the morning on the factory line. So make sure that you're not letting employees harbor those feelings just because they don't understand something. Make sure everyone understands the policies and why they're in place and why it is important to support those pregnant employees or pumping employees or people who are going out on leave to bond with their baby. Similarly, educate on what not to ask or what not to do when someone tells you that she's pregnant or had a miscarriage or is pumping during a meeting, or, you know, just some general manners. And help everyone practice having difficult conversations. So this is really important for the managers and the employees who are going through pregnancy or lactation or becoming a parent for the first time. They're probably going to have a lot of conversations with each other about uncomfortable topics. Our society has yet to normalize talking about pregnancy and breastfeeding. We need to make it more normal, but in the meantime, it might be uncomfortable for some people. So in your training program in general, just try to give opportunities for people to practice having uncomfortable conversations or difficult conversations with their managers or with their colleagues in a safe space in a training environment before they need to have those actual conversations in real life. And this is just in general a great idea. It doesn't have to be only about parenting topics, but that is a skill that managers and parents are going to need when it comes to most of these conversations. So this has just been a few ideas for how HR can help support a culture of respect and understanding and trust and inclusivity for working parents and caregivers. We've talked about how you can improve communications and some employee education ideas. If you have any questions or would like to know more about how I can help you with these initiatives, please feel free to reach out. You can send me an email at Courtney@RossLearningSolutions.com or find me on LinkedIn as Courtney Ross. See you next time. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take just a moment to leave a rating in your podcast player and be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, take care.